A scrawny kid from New England who barely won a tournament in 11 years. A towering athlete with superhuman physical gifts. What could these two possibly share? The answer reveals something profound about human achievement. Pat Bradley and LeBron James both possessed a quality that transcended their wildly different physical realities, an unshakable belief in their own greatness. When LeBron declared his intention to become basketball's greatest player, it wasn't his explosive athleticism that mattered most. It was the audacity to think it possible. The ideas we choose to have about ourselves don't just influence our lives, they determine them. We can cling to comfortable mediocrity or reach for something extraordinary. That choice, more than any physical gift, separates champions from everyone else. Optimism isn't a personality trait you're born with. It's a decision you make daily. Think about Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile in 1954. Within 4 years, 16 other runners did the same. The human body hadn't suddenly evolved. Permission had been granted by one person's belief that it was possible. When Padraig Harrington missed the cut at the Masters, most people would have spiraled into self-doubt. Instead, he extracted evidence of potential. I now know I can win a major championship. That reframing, seeing failure as information rather than identity, enabled his 3 major victories. This isn't naive positivity, it's strategic thinking. While optimism doesn't guarantee success, there's an almost perfect correlation between negative thinking and failure. Financial sales professional Bob Sherman transformed his career by reframing rejection. Each no brought him mathematically closer to yes. Champions refuse to let misfortune define them. They see setbacks as temporary weather patterns, not permanent climates. William James observed that people become what they think about themselves. Your subconscious records every thought without judgment, making no distinction between truth and fiction. When Jack Nicklaus deliberately forgot his 3 putts while vividly remembering great shots, he was strategically editing his internal highlight reel. Champions prioritize maintaining confidence over keeping accurate failure records. Most people believe confidence only comes from winning, but if that were true, no one would ever win for the first time. True confidence combines with thorough preparation. It's earned self-trust, not arrogance. College stars who shot 80% from the free throw line often deteriorate as pros because their confidence was built on external praise that evaporated in the professional world. Exceptional people actively hunt for examples that prove achievement is possible, then use those stories as fuel. I once dismissed lacrosse player Larry as untalented due to slow feet, yet he shattered scoring records using quick hands I'd overlooked. Greg Maddux reached the Hall of Fame without a blazing fastball by mastering precision and outsmarting hitters. We confuse flashy attributes with talent. Scouts obsess over velocity. Golfers assume long driving stars possess superior ability. Yet top money winners succeed through polished all-around games and mental qualities developed through relentless work. Greg Norman practiced 500 shots daily while mentally conditioning himself. Keep on swinging. Don't stop swinging. You're going to be a star someday. When I told George Mason's unranked basketball team their coach saw talent others missed, they embraced that belief and made a historic NCAA tournament run, defeating powerhouses like UNC and UConn. True talent encompasses passion that sustains through struggles, confident self-image, a personality that attracts support, and wisdom to select the right mentors. These character traits, not just physical abilities, constitute real talent, and they can all be cultivated through deliberate effort. Most people start strong in January, but fade by April. Perseverance separates the exceptional from the average. Paul Runyon, standing 5'7 and weighing 130 pounds, beat Sam Snead, who outdrove him by 60-70 yards, 8-7 in the 1938 PGA Championship. In his 90s, Runyon apologized to teaching professionals for practicing his short game only 362 days that year. After losing the 1992 U.S. Open Final, Pete Sampras spent 3 days in bed contemplating his commitment. That became his turning point. For 8 years, he lived monastically, with life revolving around training and competing. Gary Birkhead committed to becoming a scratch golfer despite starting over 70 and nowhere near single digits, taking lessons and practicing relentlessly. The easiest way to keep commitments is loving what you're doing entirely, not just the glory. As Tom Kite told PGA Tour rookies, you have to love golf all the time, even when putts slip out. Champions learn to love what they're committed to by focusing on aspects that please them and taking pride in persistence itself. Dreams inspire, but exceptional people convert them into systematic daily processes. The gap between dreamers and achievers lies in creating intermediate goals serving the larger vision. John Calipari evolved from writing ambitious dreams to embracing the grind, the daily improvement process determining success. Exceptional people focus on process goals, daily and hourly challenges building toward larger dreams. Rather than fixating on medals, champions execute their chosen process every day. Setting low ultimate goals is self-limiting. Players aiming merely to avoid three-putting never develop champions' aggressive one-putting mindset. Champions refuse realistic goals. They dream of dominance. Tiger Woods publicly targeted Jack Nicklaus's 18 major championships. People choose mediocrity to avoid failure's pain, but exceptional individuals understand that aiming high means even failures exceed most people's successes. A financial consultant setting a $150,000 income goal caps his earnings regardless of potential. Exceptional people reject such constraints, thinking like Lady Gaga, who walked streets imagining herself a star until that vision became reality. Every champion experiences nerves, trembling hands, rapid heartbeat, queasy stomach. These physical symptoms result from chemical changes outside conscious control. Rather than eliminating nerves, champions learn to perform despite them. NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson worried about forgetting how to drive before races, but never actually did. Bill Russell vomited before every NBA game, yet won 11 championships. Champions need a performance process, what they rely on during competition. For golfers, this means a pre-shot routine that clears the mind, visualizes the shot, then trusts the body to execute while the subconscious controls fine motor skills. Nervousness disrupts this by keeping the conscious brain in control. When Jim Furyk struggled with putting before the 2013 PGA Championship, he'd fallen into thinking about stroke technique during performance. The solution wasn't telling himself, "Don't think about your stroke." The subconscious often misses the don't. Instead, we strengthened his putting routine, especially the final moments when he needed to focus on target without conscious thought. He practiced with only one ball for 3 months, following his complete routine for every practice putt. An effective performance process requires purposeful repetition to build muscle memory that holds up under pressure. Exceptional people create their own reality rather than accepting conventional limitations. While average people set goals with 50-50 odds, champions pursue their vision regardless of statistics or others' opinions. When people tell me they're being realistic, I hear them deciding not to win. Coach John Calipari embodies this philosophy. As a young coach at UMass, when shown a decent player who could immediately start, he declined. "He'd start for the team we have now, but he couldn't play for the team we're going to have." That's creating your own reality. Most people avoid committing to anything with worse than 50-50 odds, preferring safety over excellence. But exceptional people understand that life offers no guarantees, only one certain life to live. They recognize failure only comes from not trying. True champions find joy in the journey rather than the destination, taking satisfaction from daily improvement rather than titles. When life ends, they'll look back knowing they lived fully, constantly pursuing their potential. That's not delusion. It's the most realistic way to live.